Welcome to your Giants in 90. Anita Marks here with Paul Dottino. And as the Giants get ready to take on the Dallas Cowboys, again, just a reminder, they faced them one time already. That was week 7, and Tony Romo had quite a good game. Here's Antrell Roll.
I mean, he played a good game against us. He was very, poised in his decision-making. He was accurate, for the most part of the game. And like I said, a lot of it came on us, not making the plays when the opportunity presented itself. Some busted coverages, but Romo always brings A game when he plays us. So I agree. He had a good game against us.
All right, Paul. So we heard Antrell Roll talk about Tony Romo. Keep in mind, he had a back issue coming off of a bye, but also looked quite good across the pond against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
It's amazing when Jones had said about Romo that day against the Giants, he thought it's the best he'd ever seen him play. Well, I think if you watch that Jacksonville game, Romo was pretty darn good over there in England, too. He looks very, very sharp. He's really making smart decisions, picking out the right receivers. He looks about as sharp as I've ever seen him.
Yeah, talking about receivers, Dez Bryant, can we expect a Dominic Rogers-Cromartie matchup this coming Sunday night?
Yeah, I would think the Giants would have to do that. Prince Mukamara's been out now for a few weeks, and the Giants know that Dez is clearly the most dangerous weapon that Romo has. I would think DRC would be on him. And by the way, Murray's still the bell cow for that offense in Dallas. They want to run the ball, but he's getting a few less touches nowadays because they don't want to burn him out before the season's over.
Again, he's Paul Dottino. I'm Anita Marks. This has been your Giants in 90.